Please be advised that this story touches on issues relating to mental health and suicide,
which some listeners may find upsetting.
We should probably introduce ourselves. I'm Micah.
And I'm Sydney.
And this is a podcast called Conversations with Sydney.
That's me.
Today, we're speaking with a rising young musician living with bipolar disorder who talks openly about their struggles and how these experiences have shaped their creative work.
Making music and having like an outlet for me to like express myself creatively however I want was freeing.
Recording in progress.
So could you please tell us your name and your pronouns?
Yeah, I usually just say my name's Barney. And I use they, them pronouns. I suffer from bipolar 1 disorder. That is a disorder characterized by bouts of mania and then followed by bouts of depression. My bouts of mania could consist sometimes of long periods of just erratic emotion, like bouncing between two emotions really fast, kind of like a whiplash, not getting a lot of sleep, having a lot of energy, just kind of like a very unstable and elevated head state where everything just feels like very extreme and very fast and very loud and very overwhelming. And then following that, then I crash and I don't have a lot of energy and I'm inexplicably like miserable all the time.
How old were you when you first became aware that you were struggling with your mental health?
I think maybe like 7 or 8 years old. I wasn't diagnosed with bipolar yet and I didn't have these episodes with the frequency that came to be in my adolescence. I'd always kind of had like self-esteem issues even from like a young age. I had like this issue where I just kind of like didn't like myself very much.
One thing that Sparney did like was playing music.
I've been playing the drums as long as I could remember. Even before like I had a drum set to practice on, I would like listen to songs and just like tap along with them and like try to learn the drum parts off of them. I'd be in the car like banging on my legs and whatnot, learning drum patterns. So by the time I got to the drum set, I kind of like had some basics of how like drum beats work.
Sparney, who wrote all the music you're hearing in this podcast, also learned to play the clarinet, sing vocals, and started studying the vibraphone in high school.
Making music and having like an outlet for me to like make whatever I want and express myself creatively however I want was freeing. Some of the music that I have out is very confessional and very jarring to some people, very blunt. So, I mean, when I have a song like Lord Lazarus, which is based on Sylvia Plath, like it was written kind of like as an interpolation of the ideas from her poem, Lady Lazarus.
Dying is an art. I do it exceptionally well. I do it so it feels like hell.
Rising for so long, forgot that I was living, forgot that I was breathing, I'm merely existing. Hate the fact that I took the pain and learned how to express it. I've lost the will to kill myself, I'm stuck with depression.
You're talking openly about depression, suicidal thoughts, and mania. How do people react?
I'd say the answers vary. I definitely get a lot of people telling me that they're happy that I'm talking about this. I've met people through my music at shows that deal with bipolar or schizophrenia or OCD, and they've said to me that like the bluntness of which that I talk about it is refreshing and cathartic.
Is it pretentious to be this dysphoric?
Lazarus.
My body parts are wrong, should I just ignore it?
Lazarus.
I've had people either leave my shows because the subject matter is triggering or even say to me afterwards that like they were disgusted with the fact that I've spoken about certain things. It sucks to hear that, but also the fact that there are people who have told me like they needed to hear this being expressed, I think balances it out to me. When I was in college, essentially, I kind of like lost a real grip on reality. especially a song like Migraine, I want it to be understood. I would go long periods of time, like sometimes like a week and a half without sleeping. I started experiencing auditory hallucinations, very extreme paranoia. This is what mania-induced psychosis mentally sounds like. I used a lot of sound palettes that were a little abrasive, and it was just kind of like to illustrate the overstimulation of that experience.
Sparney, who is now 23 years old, says that while music helped them to come to terms with their mental illness, they are now finding new, healthier ways to move forward.
At this current point in my life, I've tried to find different coping mechanisms for myself outside of music, because music was my only coping mechanism for a really long time. At the spot that I'm in my life right now, I'm pleased. I have a job that I like. I have side hustles that I like. I'm living in a beautiful apartment. I like the area of town that I live in. My roommates are really cool. I could still have a complete full-blown like manic episode, and I have. But if you asked me in high school, what are your goals? My goals would be, I want to be a famous musician. I want to make a living fully off of playing music. I want to be critically acclaimed and well-liked. I want a large fan base. I want to be the greatest vibraphonist of all time. I want to be the greatest drummer of all time. Where now my goals are a little bit more like, by the time I'm in my 30s, I would love to be teaching college. I want to have enough musical connections where eventually I could be teaching and gigging and paying my rent off that. One day I want to be able to own a car and pay car insurance. I want to turn 25 one day.
Do you find it gets any easier as you get older?
It can. I think things get easier if you put in the work to become a healthier person. It took a lot of time of self-reflection, and the self-reflection sucked. It really sucked, especially when you look at it and it's like, I was completely self-destructive and an extremely negative influence to the people around me. The work to improve as a person comes completely from your own actions, and they weren't just gonna get naturally better because I got older. Things can get better if you put in that work. It's a lot of work. I have to give myself a little bit of grace. It's not to say that like I don't hold myself accountable, but I don't have the easiest set of cards, like brain chemistry wise, and being more forgiving to myself is something that I've learned, and I wish I learned at a younger age.
We were just speaking with the talented young musician known as Sparney about their mission to speak openly about mental illness and how the creative process has helped them thrive despite their challenges.
Sparney also goes by the stage name Young Mallet. And if you enjoyed hearing their music during this program, you can find more of their work on Spotify, Apple Music, and SoundCloud.
And this is Conversations with Sydney.
Hello, that's me.
This program was produced by Common Good Productions
in association with WBGO Studios.
Conversations with Sydney is a part of WBGO's Voices of Wellness, made possible in part by a grant from the Horizon Foundation for New Jersey.
If you are having thoughts of suicide, please call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988.